Number five. Mark chapter number five is what we're going to look at, a very familiar passage of scripture, and I felt this is where the Lord was leading me tonight to maybe be an encouragement to you. Mark chapter number five. Again, I'm amazed at what God's doing in this ministry and all the growth, and I think y'all fixing to go to two services. Praise the Lord for that. I'm thankful I ain't got to preach two times on Sunday morning. Amen. But I know the Lord will bless it, and y'all will be praying for your pastor as he's traveling to Israel, and they'll get their cups filled up while they're over there as they get in the Holy Land and get to experience all that stuff again, and some of the people that went with them, and that's going to get to experience it for the first time. Amen, amen. You made your way to Mark chapter number 5, say amen.
Amen.
All right, we're going to start our reading in verse number 21. The Bible says this, and when Jesus was passed over again by the ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers out of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, which had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all she had, and was nothing better, but grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt it in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and thou sayest, Who touched me? In other words, hey, you don't see all these people, Jesus? What you mean, who touched you? But this touch was intentional. Amen. Verse number 32 says, And he looked around and seen her that done this thing. But when the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing that what was done in her, came and fell down before her and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord, for another blessing and another opportunity to come back in your house, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the faithful people that's here tonight, Lord, just to get in your word as a family, Lord. Lord, we pray for a special protection over our pastor as they travel, Lord. Lord, but I pray right now in these next few moments, Lord, as we dive into your word, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll just search me, Lord, Lord, and hide me behind the cross, Lord. Lord, that you'll not let my faults and failures, Lord. I fail you every day, God, and I just ask you right now that you don't let my faults and failures hinder the free flow and movement of your Holy Spirit, God. God, you know about each and every one of us in here tonight, Lord, and I trust, Lord, that you'll speak to every situation and circumstance, every need that needs to be met, Lord. Lord, I can't do it, Lord, but I know you can, Lord, and I ask you, God, just to move in the building, breathe on these words, Lord, Lord, and just come to life tonight, Lord, and we promise to give you all the honor and glory and praise for it, and we love you tonight. It's in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Very familiar text, again, that we're looking at tonight. By the way, I was told that y'all like long preaching. Is that right? Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Some of y'all telling a story, and I know it. Amen. But I love this text tonight because we see three miracles taking place all through this chapter. But for just a few moments, I want to preach to you about this thought about abiding faith. Abiding faith. Now, that word abideth really means to continue without change. In other words, to stick to it without being wavering. To endure or to be steadfast, if you will, tonight. In John chapter number 15, Jesus himself says these words. He says, I am the vine, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. I love this part, for without me ye can do nothing. And that's our testimony tonight, because you and I, outside of Christ, there's nothing you and I can do. I can't be the daddy I'm called to be outside of Christ, the Holy Spirit of God guiding me and leading me. I can't be the husband that I'm called to be without the Holy Spirit of God leading me. Amen. I can't be the preacher, the friend, the worker that I'm called to be without following his lead. Amen. Again, we can't do nothing outside of Christ. And listen, this walk that you and I are on, it's a strategic battle because the devil's constantly in your face trying to tear you apart and rip out everything that God's got in store for you. Amen? Right. Amen. This thing moves. Amen. Again, yeah, I should have known that. Listen, we have to abide in Him and nobody else. Amen. Because a lot of times when we're dealing with the situations and scenarios and circumstances in our life, we oftentimes go to other people that can't do nothing about our problems. Amen. We'll go to our friends. We'll go to our spouse, our daddy, mama, your preacher, whatever it is. But some things that's designed in your life, there's only one solution. And that's to abide in Christ and trust Him with everything. Amen. Amen. Abiding in Him. Also, we got to understand that word faith is something that's it's essential and it's critical in the life of a child of God. Why? Because the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter number 11 that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So what you and I see in front of our face oftentimes don't look so pretty. But that's where our faith steps in and keeps us pressing forward towards the mark, the high calling of Christ Jesus. Amen? And we keep pressing forward because of our faith, not because of what we see. Also, the Bible says this in Hebrews chapter number 11, that without faith, it is impossible to please Him. I say that to say this. You and I, if you're born again tonight, your sole job as a Christian is to please Him. Amen? Amen. And anything you do in your life that's not pleasing to Him, amen, you're out of the will of God for your life. Amen. Paul says it like this in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Yeah, amen. We say amen and all that, but when them struggles and them dilemmas, them circumstances and situations comes up in your life and my life, we don't look at it that way. We oftentimes try to figure out how we're going to work it out in our own power, in our own might, in our own strength. And 99% of the time, we fall flat on our face wondering what went wrong. And all along, all we had to do was take it to the King, get it at His feet, and lay it down on Him. And listen, when you lay your burdens at the feet of Jesus, you can leave it there and trust that He's going to do with it what needs to be done. Amen? Amen. And it's in His time, and that's you and I. We'll see a little bit about this ruler, the man of the synagogue, Jairus, if you will. He had to come to a waiting period in his life when he asked the Lord to intervene about his daughter that's to the point of death. Life to the point of death, the Bible says. But he had to wait on the Lord. Amen. And we don't like to wait. Amen. You and I, we're in a place with our walk. I don't care how spiritual you are. Once you say your prayer, you expect it to be met. Amen? Amen. I need some help tonight. I'm guilty of it myself, Lord. And when I ask You for this, I need it. I need it now. When I'm desperate enough to fall on my face before You and say, I need You to get up on it right now. I need it right now. Amen? But that's where our faith kicks in. We got to trust that He's working all things together for our good. Amen. That's the struggle of every Christian in here tonight. Amen. Amen. That word faith, it's essential for the child of God. So what's the purpose of you and I abiding, having this abiding faith? It's because when these valley times, these valley experiences come, and guess what? They're going to come. Amen. Amen. When the storms of life start rolling in, guess what? They're going to come rolling in as well. You need to be strong, steadfast in your faith. How are you going to make it through them storms? And if you're not abiding, if you don't have that abiding faith in your walk, you're going to go down. Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen. This abiding faith can only be in the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, outside of Christ, we can't do nothing. Amen. Right. Amen. Hey, and the reality is this, you and I, we know what it's like to be held by demonic powers, if you will. When you get into a situation and circumstance in your life, and you allow it to get it bound up and hinder your walk with God, that's a demonic force that's keeping you from being in the will of God for your life. And every day matters. I know y'all know my testimony. Back, I used to cage fight. Anybody don't know about that? There's some news to you. So don't mess with me. Amen. I'm playing. I'm broke down and beat up now. I can't do it no more. But when we would go in there and prepare for fights, brother, we'd get in there and every single step mattered. I mean, like, if you dropped your hands for 1 second, boom, you might get knocked out, Brother Jesse.
That's right.
Or you might get called an armbar or submission, whatever the case may be. And I learned through time in my walk with God that the Christian life's the same way. Listen, what happened yesterday in my life? What happened last week in my life? What happened last month, last year? I can't do nothing about that. And we're not promised tomorrow. So I need to focus on the here and now. And every single step, every single inch, the 6 inches right in front of our face has to be walked step by step by faith, knowing that He's in control. Amen?
Right.
Amen. I'm thankful I ain't in control no more. Somebody help me. There was a time that I thought I had it all figured out, and I knew exactly where I was going to go with my life. But when the Holy Ghost of God convicted my heart of need, my need of salvation, it changed everything about me. Amen? I ain't all the way sanctified, but I'm thankful that I ain't the man I used to be. Amen? The Bible says this, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And that should be our testimony tonight. If there was been a time in your life that you gave your heart to Christ, you ought to look back and say, I ain't that same person. Amen. And listen, you ain't got to have a testimony, Brother Jesse. You don't have to have a testimony of growing up in a bar, climbing in a cage, or whatever the case, being an addict. All you know is that you was separated from God because of your sin nature that come all the way down from Adam in the garden. Amen. And without Christ, you would have spent eternity separated from Him in hell. Amen. So we all, if you've been saved tonight, you know what it's like to be delivered. Amen. And you're not the same person you used to be, and you have eternal life through the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Amen? Amen. And we, like I said, the devil, he's good at what he does. He knows how to keep us bound up with these attacks that he puts in our life, but very strategic. And the reality is this, for you and I tonight, sometimes life just isn't fair. Sometimes, let me say it this way, sometimes life knows how to knock the breath slap out of you. Do I have a witness tonight? Amen. And that's the reality of life. So we got to get prepared for what's coming. And sometimes it's not easy to keep going. Sometimes, like this woman in the subject matter of this woman in the text, she had every reason, because she's been dealing with this situation for 12 years. She had every reason to throw in the white flag and give up. But she didn't. Amen.
Amen.
Guess what? She got healed.
That's right.
Amen. So whatever it is that's got you captivated, captive right now, don't give up. All you got to do is get to Jesus, and he can do with your situation what nobody else can do. Amen? Amen. 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 I'm thankful for that truth tonight. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Them scenarios and situations and circumstances that come up that you can't do nothing about, you can't buy your way out of. Amen? Your friends can't help you out of it. But when you got to Jesus, when you got to touch the Lord, He made it all right. Amen?
Amen.
And listen, sometimes He don't, and you know it to be true, sometimes He don't just make it all right. He just makes you all right while you're in it.
That's right.
He carries you.
Amen.
He carries you.
That's right.
Until you get through it. Amen?
Right.
Amen. Amen. I'm thankful that no matter how hard the battle has been, you and I have made our way back into the church house, into the house of God on a Wednesday night in the March of 2023. And you know why? Because we have some abiding faith in our spirit.
Right.
Amen. We come here to meet with the Lord and to hear a word from the Lord. But somewhere between the time we leave this house and go back into the world and all the situations and stuff we deal with outside these walls, that abiding faith seems to diminish away from our lives. Amen. And then we get captivated over and over again. And that's why it's important, child of God, for you to be faithful to the house of God, because you got a faithful man that's studying and praying, begging the Lord to give him what you need to get ready. And listen, what you have, three and a half, four hours of church service that you go through the week is a very small fraction compared to the world that you're in all the time.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we got to have that abiding faith. We got to have it. There's no doubt. And many of us know this story in the Gospel of Mark very well. And this woman, I love it, this story, how she has the audacity and she has the tenacity and the fortitude that no matter what come against her, whatever was coming rising up against her, she still had the intentions to get to the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because she knew where she can get her healing. Amen?
Amen.
Hey. And this woman we're looking at in the text, we don't know a lot about her. A matter of fact, we don't even know her name. The Bible don't specify her name. All we know her by is the problem that she has, the circumstances that she's in. Amen? Amen. But she teaches us how we can keep fighting, how we can keep pressing forward, and how we can get to Jesus despite all the adversities you and I face in this life. Amen? And there are some. Everybody in here can testify tonight. Amen? And maybe that's you tonight. This woman, she's probably found herself drained, depleted, and discouraged. And maybe that's you tonight. You found yourself in some situations, some scenarios, circumstances that's got you depleted, wore out, and you're just tired of dealing with it. Now, you come in here with a smile on your face, and that, praise the Lord for that, but somewhere deep down in your heart, deep down in your spirit, there's something that's got you bound up, and you need some release from it.
That's right.
Amen. Hey, but hey, guess what? This woman, let me tell you something. This woman, she heard about a man named Jesus Christ.
That's right.
She heard about what he can do. And that's my job as a preacher tonight, is to direct you to him, because he can fix anything that you got going on in your life. Amen. Amen. I can't do it. Amen. Unless you need somebody beat up, I might be able to help you out. Amen. Hey, but again, we get to that place where we're so wearied and wore out and stressed out about the things of this life, and all we got to do is get back to the feet of Jesus and let him deal with it. Amen. Amen. I like how Paul said it in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. He said, yeah, we are troubled on every side, but we're not distressed. Amen? He said this too. He said, perplexed, but not in despair. He said, you're persecuted, but you're not forsaken. You're cast down, but not destroyed. But I like what he said on down in that text, if you go look at it. He says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. In other words, the circumstances, the situation, the issues that you and I have in life, God's got a bigger plan for it.
Amen.
Ultimately, it's to make us to be more like Christ.
Right.
But it's also a test of faith. And I wonder tonight, do you trust him with your issue? Do you trust him with your problem? And again, none of us is exempt from it. Everybody in here tonight, whether you want to admit it or not, you have some issues in your life that you need the Lord to intervene in on. Amen. Matter of fact, you look at this text, you realize it goes from the top to the bottom, because we see this man that's got prestige, this man by the name of Jairus, who's got power, he's got money, he's got authority, and he had an issue. He had a 12-year-old daughter that's lying to the point of death. And on the same sense, we find this woman that we're talking about, that we don't know her name, but we know her issue, she's drained out, depleted, in distress, and she's broke. Listen, none of us in here tonight is exempt from problems or issues of life that we deal with. Amen? Amen. But I'm thankful I know the Lord. Amen. I know where to get my problems fixed at. Amen. And this woman here in the text, she has a situation. She has that scenario and circumstance, if you will, that she could have easily gave up. She could have easily thrown in the towel. And again, she's identified as the woman with the issue of blood. Now, I thought about that, because ain't that the world we live in today? Come on, y'all help me, because everybody likes to label other people with their issue, with their problem. Amen. Brother so-and-so that's got a cussing problem. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. Anybody in here like that? Don't say amen. Or how about sister so-and-so who committed some vile sin, immoral sin. Amen. We attach people like that. Guess what? That's the day we live in today. Amen. We label people based on what their problem is. Amen. Amen. Again, this woman, we don't know her. It does bother me, though, that we do get to a place where we look at people based on what's wrong with them. Amen. Have you ever been there tonight? Have you ever been labeled for what your issues are?
Amen.
Let me encourage you. Don't tell everybody your business. Amen? Amen. Because a lot of people will talk. But if you take it to the Lord and trust him with it, I promise you this, you'll get that peace that passes all understanding. He can do exactly what needs to be done with your situation tonight. Amen? Amen. I love it. I love it. And I don't like to be labeled. But I love this woman in the text because despite the fact that she is depleted, she's drained, she's in distress, she chooses not to just sit there. She chooses to make her way to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords again because she knows that he's the only one that can deal with her stuff. Amen? So he's the only one who can give her the healing that she needs. Amen? She heard about a man named Jesus. Amen? I love that thought too as well. Jesus, listen, Jesus can do for you in one moment what nobody else in this world can do. Amen. Amen. And sometimes all it takes is just getting at his feet. And again, just because you don't experience the deliverance immediately, don't mean he's not at work. And don't mean that you can't feel that peace that he brings you. Amen. Amen. I've never told my wife my issues and felt peaceful about it. Somebody help me.
Amen.
Amen. Matter of fact, the devil used her to say, yeah, that's bad. That's bad. She'll tell him, yep, that's a bad issue you got there. And then she go tell her sister about my issue. I'm playing. But when I take it to the King, it don't never fail. It don't matter what I'm dealing with. There's a sense of peace that nothing I've ever experienced in my life comes over my spirit and my soul. And it gives me a reason to keep pressing forward, keep on pushing to the crown to get back to his feet. Amen. I wonder what our lives will be like tonight if we do that every day. If we just have an intention, we make our minds up that in the morning we're going to get at his feet. All through the day, no matter what comes in our life, we get at his feet. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, I'm trying to move on, y'all. Maybe tonight you say, preacher, I don't have no issues in my life that's got you distressed, depleted, and wore out. But it don't matter where you come from. It don't matter who you are, and it don't matter how pretty you look tonight, and good you look tonight, fellas. Every one of us in here has an issue. Amen? Everybody ought to say amen right there. We can look all cool, calm, and collective, but again, somewhere deep inside, the devil's got us bound up with something that we don't know how to let go of. We just got to take it to the King. By the way, that devil, he ain't nothing but old liar anyway. And he will keep bringing up your past and throw it in your face. I know it to be true because it does it to me. And if I listened to him, I wouldn't be where I'm at today, Brother Trent. But I'm thankful that in the throne room of glory, I got an advocate. Amen? I got the best defense that anybody could ever have. And when the devil goes running his mouth about me and telling him, what about him? Did you see that boy do what he did this week? Did you hear him how he talked to his wife or how he about punched his coworker? Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Amen. And the devil does that. He'll accuse you. That's what he is. He's the accuser. But your defense, your attorney, hey, your Jesus Christ, when he steps in on your behalf and he looks at his heavenly Father and says, no, they're covered. It's under the blood. Hallelujah, glory to God, that everything that you and I, we make mistakes every single day, but it's under the blood of Christ, amen? So when the devil rears up his old nasty head in your life, don't listen to him. Don't let him knock you down. Don't let him defeat you. You keep pressing towards the King, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Am I preaching too long, y'all? Amen. Now, I don't know what your issues are tonight. I'll say this. We all have issues. Maybe tonight, your issue has something to do with health. You got some doctor issue. Your doctor done called you up and told you it ain't looking good. I know a lot of people's there right now, and it's okay because they don't have the final authority over your life. Amen? Maybe your problem tonight is some kind of financial issue. You don't know how you're going to make ends meet. You don't know how you're going to pay this bill and pay that bill. And I guarantee you, most of us in here has been there if you're not there tonight. Amen. But the Lord will provide in your life. I promise you. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Amen. Maybe your problem's not a health issue. And maybe your problem's not a financial issue. But maybe your problem might be a marital issue. And every married person in here say amen every now and then. We have some issues. Amen. Every now and then, my wife squares off with me and like she's going to punch me. Amen. And rightfully so, because I fail her. Amen. And vice versa. Sometimes she fails me. But we know where to go to get it right. Amen. And if it wasn't for the Lord Jesus being in our life, we wouldn't make it.
Amen. Maybe your issue ain't financial. Maybe it's not a marital issue or a doctor or a health issue. Maybe your issue tonight is a political issue. I'm going to preach on that for a second. Amen. Maybe you're so wrapped up in who's on the throne in the White House that you're overlooking at who's on the throne in glory. Amen. Amen. If I put my hope in who sits on the seat in the White House, come on, y'all help me. I ain't got no hope. And it ain't because who's in the White House right now. It's just period. If I put my hope in anything outside of Jesus Christ, listen, I'm setting myself up for big defeat.
That's right.
Amen. 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 The fact is this, we all have issues and we need relief from them. And this woman, she shows us in this text, despite being drained and depleted and distressed, if you will, I want you to notice about this woman, this abiding faith. This woman with this issue, she was literally be detached by law. If you go back and look at the Levitical law, she was deemed unclean and she wasn't supposed to be in the population of the crowd.
That's right.
So despite that, she still kept pressing forward. Amen.
Amen.
She was supposed to be detached from everything that she loves, everything that she's used to being around. But she kept pressing forward, trying to get to the king. Amen. Hey. This woman has an excessive blood flow. And again, by Levitical law, she's deemed unclean and she ain't supposed to be around people. She's supposed to be, if you will, a quarantine like we've experienced in the past few years, away from everybody and isolated. But she learned, again, about this man named Jesus that can do for her what nobody else can do. And she was determined that she was going to keep pressing forward to get to him. Amen. Hey, and despite what everybody else thought about her, she kept going. Amen. Amen. I don't know where she heard it. The Bible don't say where she heard about this king, about this Savior, this Messiah. But it was enough to convince her that that's where she needed to get to. Amen. Amen. Matter of fact, the Lord and Savior you and I serve, he is a miracle worker. Amen. And we can testify tonight. You can look back over your life since you got born again, and you can see where he worked out some things in your life that nobody else could. Amen. He's made some provisions in your life that nobody else could. No job could do it. You're working overtime. Hey, your marital issues, he works stuff out in your life that nobody can do. Amen? And matter of fact, as you look at the whole scope of this chapter, you'll find out at the beginning of the chapter, he's met by a man that's possessed with demons. Amen. And nobody wanted nothing to do with this man. They done cast him out the city. He's out in the graveyard cutting himself. Miserable. Amen. And Jesus shows up. You know what I love about that? I'm not going to preach that, but what I love about that is Jesus come to him despite where he was at, what kind of condition he was in. See, we live in a day and time, we think that we got to get orders lined up in our life before we can come to God, but that's not how it works. Hey, we don't get right to come to God, we come to God to get right. Amen. 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 But I love that fact that no matter what our issues are, Jesus is willing to come to us. Amen. I love that. Amen. Amen. But he was crying out loud and Jesus helped him. By the time he got done, according to your Bible, he was sitting clothed and in his right mind.
Amen.
This man had no hope. He had no hope whatsoever. Everybody else done realized there wasn't no help for him, but Jesus came and made it all right. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I love that truth as well. And then, of course, we see the man, Jairus, who's got a big issue with his daughter that shows up all of a sudden. But here in this text, we're looking at this woman. Again, this unnamed woman that we don't know nothing other than the fact that she's got an issue of blood. And Jesus, in verse number 30, if you read it with me again, he says this right here. It says, and Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And the disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and they, sayest thou, who touched me? When she reached out to touch him, the Bible says she was immediately healed. It wasn't no space. It wasn't no gap in between it. When she got close enough, and she didn't even touch him. She just touched the hem.
That's right.
Amen? I love that. Sometimes all you and I got to do is touch something that's touching him. Amen?
That's right.
Amen. I love it. But she touches him, and immediately, the Bible says, she was made whole. The problem is this. She wasn't supposed to be there. Again, she wasn't supposed to be there. But what the law says is she was deemed unclean, and she shouldn't be around the population of the crowd. Now, we see this abiding faith that's on display. I'm going to give you a few thoughts here tonight. I don't have no clock, so y'all just hang with me and bear with me. If I go preaching too long, y'all say, all right, preacher. All right. No, y'all don't say amen. So this abiding faith, it's on display. It's manifested in your life despite the deceitful perceptions. Despite the deceitful perceptions. Again, remember, she was detached by law from everything she loved, everything that was near her. But this woman, she did not choose to be dictated by how she was recognized. Amen? That's good stuff. Amen. Here's the reality. The perceptions of you and I oftentimes keep us from getting the healing that we need. Keep us from getting to the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. And listen, we don't need to be concerned about what everybody else thinks about us.
That's right.
Again, there's nobody in this world that has the power to put you in hell or heaven.
That's right.
Amen. So why are you going to let them affect? Why are you going to let them dictate your walk of faith with the Lord?
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Hey, that's why we come to church. Amen. We know what God's able to do. We know what the power of God is able to do in our lives. And we're coming in here every single service that we can just to get a touch from him. Amen? Amen. And we know the fact that Jesus Christ can resolve any issue that you and I have. Amen? Again, we got to stop worrying about what other people think about us. Amen? Believe it or not, there is some church folks that will tell you that you can't come to Jesus the way you are. Amen? But that's not right. That's not right. He'll take you and I just like we are. Whatever your issue, whatever your problem, whatever your dilemma, whatever your situation is, he don't care about that. All he cares about is you.
Right.
Amen. He loved you so much, he left his throne in glory to come die for your sins.
Right.
He don't care about what's wrong with you. He does care, but he cares more about you. Amen. And he wants to help you tonight. Amen. We all need something from Jesus tonight, and he's the only one that can provide it. Not only do we see that the faith, her faith was abiding despite the deceitful perception. Abiding faith also is manifested despite the definite persecution. Now, by law, this woman could have been put to death. She could have been stoned. But that didn't stop her either. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And even though there was a definite persecution that she could consider, there was also a possibility of healing. Amen. Hallelujah. So here's a question. What's more important to you tonight? Are you more worried about the persecution, or are you more concerned about getting your healing?
That's right.
Amen. Stop worrying about what other people think about you, and stop worrying about what other people are going to say about you. Amen. Amen. Again, nobody have the power to put you in hell or heaven, so they don't have no authority over your life. Amen. Amen. Her faith abided despite the definite persecution. Thirdly, I want to mention this. Abiding faith is manifested despite the destructive pain. This woman was in pain 12 years. Now we know that there's life in the blood. And this blood is leaving her body. So she was hurting for 12 years. Pain, dealing with it. Exhausted, weak, and wore out. And it was real without a doubt in my mind. Can you see it tonight? Can you feel it? Do you know what it's like to be in pain that you don't know what you're going to do with? Amen. Amen. But here's the reality. Is this something she was dealing with every day of her life? And that's exactly the issue I'm talking about. There's something in your life that keeps you up at night. There's something in your life that may have you crying in your pillow at night. There's something in your life that you wake up in the morning, you don't even want to get up out of bed and keep on going. That's the issues I'm talking about tonight. Amen. We all need deliverance from it. Amen. Hey, you know what it's still like? You know what it is to deal out with them destructive pains that are designed to break you down and tear you apart. The Bible says this, for 12 years, every morning, every night, all through the day, she was struggling with this issue. And you and I, we deal with the same stuff. We'll leave it bottled up, and we'll put on a tie and a pretty shirt and come in with a smile on our face, but deep down in our hearts and our spirits, there's something that's got us so bound up, and we can't get liberty from it because we can't even get to the feet of Jesus and trust Him with it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This issue is painful for her. And I wonder tonight, the issues that you have that you know that's painful, are you willing to take it to Jesus and let Him heal it? Let Him fix it. Amen? Listen, don't for a second think that we got it all together in church. Again, that's not what church is about. We come in to get our healing. Amen? Amen. Hey. And the reality is this, some of us, we've been dealing with some pain in our life for so long, and we keep brushing it to the side. Listen, God ain't going to help you with something if you're not willing to face it. Amen. Amen. And if you don't take it to Him, He can't do nothing with it. Amen. He that cometh to God better believe that He is. Amen. Amen. Not only this pain that we're talking about in this woman's life, it was a physical pain, but there was also a financial pain as well. Because the Bible says this, that she spent everything she had on doctors trying to get this thing fixed. And man, that's you and I tonight as well. We'll exhaust all of our resources to try to fit some problems in our life before we ever take it to the King. Amen. Amen. She didn't have no money. You ever been there?
Amen.
Amen. Hey, that's no fun place. But she knew that despite the physical pain and despite the financial pain, she still needed to get to Jesus. Amen. And also, I want you to notice this, that this pain that she was dealing with, it was personal, because you won't find nowhere else in your Bible with somebody else, another woman, that had this issue of blood. You won't find it. It was personal to her. And let me say this, the things that you're dealing with, Lord, help us. Lord, deliver us from people that have a tendency of saying, hey, I'm praying for you. I know what you're going through. No, you don't. No, you don't. These people, anybody couldn't never went to this woman in the Bible and said, hey, I know what you're going through, because she's the only one going through it that we have recorded in Scripture. But I want to say this, what you're dealing with, I don't know your issue. But somebody that comes up to you and says, I know what you're going through, they ain't got no right in saying that. Why? Because the devil has strategically placed that for you. He knows your weaknesses. Amen.
Amen.
I say that to say this. Be careful of how you talk to somebody that's going through something. Because you don't know. You don't know how hard, how bad they're hurting. You don't know how much struggle they're dealing with in their life. Don't be so insensitive to say, I know what you're going through. Amen? Amen. This is a personal pain that she was dealing with. Amen. Nobody else knew what she was going through. Amen. I don't know exactly what you're going through tonight, or what your issue is, what your problem, circumstance, situation, scenario may be, but I know somebody who can fix it. I know somebody who can fix it tonight. Amen. Miss Teresa, if you will, come on. Her faith abided despite the destructive pain that she dealt with. I love that. I love that. She was persistent. I mean, she had the tenacity and audacity to keep pressing forward despite all the oppositions that come against her in her life. Amen? Maybe tonight, you're not in that pain. You're not struggling with some issues so much as this woman is and some of the other people in the church tonight. Y'all feel free to come to the altar at any time. But if you're not struggling right now, I promise you this, you might want to take some preeminent measures, because there's something coming. There's something coming. The adversary has already got something lined up for you that's going to come in, and it's going to hit you by surprise. And if you ain't ready for it, it's going to be hard. Amen. I want you to look at verse number 28. The Bible says this, for she said, if I may touch his clothes, I may be made whole. This Bible, your Bible literally says that she started talking to herself. Now, we could probably say she might be crazy because she's talking to herself, but I don't believe so, because sometimes you and I, in our life, we can be the only person that we listen to. Sometimes you have to Do like David did and encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Sometimes you got to tell yourself that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. And I know the Lord I serve. He's been faithful no matter what I deal with in this life. Amen. To carry me through it.
That's right.
And it don't last always. That's Amen. Right. Amen. Mm. She said that I may touch his clothes and I may be made whole. Lastly, and I'm done, just a real quick thought. Her abiding faith, I want you to notice this, and I'm done. Her abiding faith brought something special about. It brought about a divine praise. Because when she put her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, this is what he said. Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. That's what the Christian life is all about tonight. We walk by faith and not by sight, but our faith is what delivers us. Your faith is what delivered you when you called on the Lord to save you. And your faith is what's going to get you through all the way till you see Him, to the day that your faith becomes sight.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Mm. I'm thankful I ain't got to do this thing alone. Amen. Amen. I like what Proverbs 4 says. It says this, keep thy heart with all diligence, because out of it are the issues of life. So most of the issues you and I deal with, it's really a matter of the heart.
That's right.
And you think about our heart, Brother Trent, it's not that organ. It's not that thing that's pumping blood. When the Bible talks about the heart, it's your mind, your will, and your emotions. And if it ain't fixed on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, you're setting yourself up.
That's right.
I wonder tonight, before we walk out them doors, if we'll make a commitment to the Lord, I'm going to give you my heart. I'm going to give you my everything, because I know that you're the only one that can work these things out of my life.
That's right.
Amen. Every head bowed and every eye closed. I wonder if you'll give them your heart tonight. Give them your mind. Give them your emotions. Give them your will. And I promise you this, that situation that you're dealing with, that issue that's got you bent out of shape, he'll do something with it you nobody else can. You can experience him on a level that you never had before. I wonder tonight if there'd be somebody in here that say, preacher, I got an issue. There's never been a day in my life that I gave my heart to Jesus Christ. And if I was to die today, I don't know where I'd spend eternity. I want to help you tonight, if you let me. Listen, if you give your heart to Him, I promise you this, this journey on this side of eternity is going to be a lot better. Not to mention, you'll have eternal life. But it's only through the blood of Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, tonight, I have that issue. I've never been saved. I never made a profession of faith and called on the Lord to be my Lord and Savior. If that's you tonight, would you do me a favor and just look up at me? We're talking about the issues of life. This issue, you got to get dealt with on this side of eternity. Anybody in here like that tonight? Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just thank you again, Lord. Lord, for making your presence known in the preaching and of your word, God. God, you know our hearts, Lord. You know what we struggle with on a daily basis, God. But nobody else does, Lord. You know everything about us, God. And I pray, God, of them things that we have in our lives, Lord, that's hindering us, God, from becoming everything you call us to be, that your glory can be manifest in our lives, Lord, that we'll just surrender it to you tonight, Lord. Lord, that we'll allow you to break them chains of bondage, God. God, that we can be better used for your glory, Lord. Lord, I pray for each and every person in here tonight, God. Again, you know their hearts, you know their struggles. God, I pray that you speak peace over their circumstances, over their issues, Lord.
Lord, and I pray, God, when they do experience that peace, Lord, they'll know just where to go every time it comes up. Lord, that through it all, you get honor and glory through it. Lord, again, I thank you so much for allowing us to come together in your house and keeping us safe through the week. Lord, I beg you tonight, Lord, that you'll go with us as we go out them doors, Lord, and you'll put a hedge of protection about us. Keep us safe, Lord, and I pray that you'll be bring everybody back here faithfully on Sunday, Lord, to get back in your word together as a family, Lord. But between now and then, God, help us to marinate on this word, Lord. Help us to apply it in our lives, Lord, that when we go out them doors, God, that we won't be the same as we were when we come in tonight. Lord, thank you for loving us, and thank you for your grace and your mercy that abounds in our lives, Lord, that we don't deserve, God. Most of all, Lord, I thank you so much for the precious blood of Christ, God. God that redeemed us and delivered us out of our sin nature and gave us eternal life, Lord. Lord, we love you, God. We praise you tonight. It's in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you again for coming here tonight. I appreciate it so much for y'all loving on us and being an encouragement to us. I love y'all. I love this ministry, and I love your pastor. Be sure you lift him up. Get behind him. Stand with him. Amen.